I think we're all aware that across Ireland people are becoming, you know, more conscious of the scourge of domestic and gender-based violence, intimate partner violence, harassment, coercive control. And as a society, we're getting better at identifying people that are in that situation and encouraging them to seek support and to come forward. And more are. And, you know, I think it's appropriate to pay tribute to the many organisations out there, like Women's Aid, Men's Aid, the Rape Crisis Centres, all of them who do magnificent work to assist people in trying to move forward with that. But the difficulty that we run into is that when they reach the court system, they often find it an arduous and difficult situation to try and deal with. And indeed, you know, we're aware that in some criminal court cases that can be as long a wait as almost 3 years. And I appreciate the work that's going on in respect of all of that. And, you know, bringing forward legislation, setting up new agencies, you know, putting a focus on all of this is all worthy and worthwhile. But the key thing in all of it is about resourcing. It's about ensuring that we have the resources there for us to deal with this pandemic, basically, that we have across our society. You know, we know that there was a CSO report yesterday that 4 out of 5 victims of sexual abuse are know the person that is the suspect, and oftentimes, and half of those are children, and oftentimes that is within families. And for those situations where a person is the victim of child abuse and then comes and reports that as an adult, it is something that has traumatised their lives all the way through. And it is very important that they are dealt with efficiently and effectively, and that the system is there to work with them. And the court services is part of that, but all of the other services that you mentioned is also part of that, that we have to have adequate therapeutic services in place to assist people to be able to part that part of their lives and move forward and have a bright future, because people deserve that. And I think, you know, it is an absolute priority that the Department of Justice deal with this appropriately.